a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I thought I might start the show with a bit of lifestyle gear.
Lifestyle? Better yeah. Homes and guns with Tom.
I don't know if you've noticed any sort of, you know how I've been using collagen?
Oh, yeah.
Been mixing it in my coffee.
Yeah.
Stopped for a while. And then I noticed a while ago, you know, a while ago in a video I think you filmed of me that I look like I'm melting. So I'm back on the collagen train.
Oh, you look beautiful.
No, I'm 43 and you can tell it in my neck.
No, I can't. And by the way, okay, you don't need to do that.
Chicken neck.
You don't need to do that. I'm sorry I can't give you the right view going back this way because I've just given up.
You're getting younger. You're Benjamin Buttoning it.
Stop!
I know, you're just a baby.
No, I mentioned to someone the other day, oh, I'm turning 40 next month, and they didn't make the normal.
What?
Yes. And so I felt like, oh, okay.
You know what your problem is then? Mm. You're not being immature enough, because my whole thing, my whole life has been, if you don't act your age, people won't believe that you're the age you are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I... That's why what more can I do?
No one believes that I'm 43.
I know. You do have, but the collagen is collagening.
I'm all about, you know, fart jokes and, you know, whatever else entertains 12-year-old boys.
I don't know.
I've found a new thing, though, to add to the collagen regime.
Go on.
It's a new drink that I am, like, I had tried before and was like, ugh. But all of a sudden, I'm all about it and we are cranking through the cartons at home.
Okay. Can I guess?
Yes.
Okay. You're a gym guy, and I've seen that this type of stuff gets around. Is it other women's breast milk?
No, it's too expensive. Okay. Way too expensive, and that's the only reason I wouldn't drink it.
Okay.
actually, we've got a mate who I could probably get it from.
No, okay, that sounds just... Can I... No, illegal.
That'd be good content.
Or something.
Can I just record me asking and see what she says? Wouldn't that be funny? Gotcha.
Wait, hang on. Sorry to stop down.
Wouldn't that be so...
Have you got a mate that's pregnant or a mate that actually does it for a living? Like
no,
and sells
sorry,
it
she doesn't sell it. No, she's just pregnant
at the moment.
She's pregnant and she's got a 18-month-old.
Okay, so you just want to say, hey, do you want to make some extra cash? Can I milk you?
Yeah, well,
I don't know how that's going
to
go down.
I don't need to harvest the milk. She just can just give it to me. But I would love it as like... You know, gotcha. the old school gotcha calls.
Yeah.
Maybe I can call her and be like,
then
hey, I'm getting right into my weightlifting again.
Yeah,
that'd
yeah.
be amazing.
Can
right
I have some of your milk?
It's close. God. It's close. It's milk from a similar shaped vessel.
Almonds.
Coconuts.
Okay. Okay.
It's actually water.
I cannot stand coconut water.
What? Really?
Or coconut yogurt, but I love desiccated coconut.
Okay. Yeah. I had a Lemington thing.
Oh,
you're
going to throw it at me.
No, I thought you were going to offer it to you. Okay, so coconut, well, you're not a coconut water guy.
Nah, hate it.
What? See, I tried
it's
and
weird.
Hate it.
I don't know what it is.
It is a little bit weird and nutty, and which is strange because I don't like avocado because it's weird and nutty. But I like, so Callie and I are just crank, and it's not cheap. It's not cheap.
The coconut water. Okay.
And I feel like a real sort of Packington Street, like golden retriever, North Face vest or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of doing fake it until you make it. You know, you're in Lara, but you're living
into the new town set.
Yeah, you know, so that's good.
Looking at Cameron Ling, though, I've got a fair way to go.
Well, he is on so much breast milk, that's why.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Everybody's talking about this show on Netflix at the moment. It's called Adolescence, and it basically asks, could a teenage boy be so influenced by the likes of Andrew Tate and misogyny online that he's driven to murder his young classmate? Here's a little bit of the trailer.
Do you think it would be okay if we speak about it?
I haven't done anything. You're a good dad, a great dad.
He hasn't been found guilty, he's been accused. What have you done?
All right, so it is a lot. Do you know what I mean? And there's no spoilers here because I would never do that to you, and you know this, right? But it is 4 episodes, 1 hour long each. We binged it yesterday because it was just like once you're in, it's like, I just want to know what happens.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
It's got a 98% rating on Rotten Tomato. Yes. And they're saying this is one of the best things that's been released in a long time. And you know when there's so much hype and everything and you're like, oh, and you kind of go in. I will say this. It is something that kept my attention. The way that it's filmed is absolutely amazing, which I'll get into in a minute. The acting is superb. Mm. And at the end of it, I think it leaves you being able to have a dialogue either with your person, whoever you're watching it with, or be better to maybe understand a few things in the world as well and be able to have a dialogue maybe in the workplace or something like that. So it raises a few things.
Yeah.
Right? The first time actor, his name is Owen Cooper. He plays Jamie, the kid, and he's like spectacular,
wow,
right?
Yeah,
and
cool.
Then Stephen Graham, I mean, he plays the father. He's just like one of the best actors at the in Britain, right?
Wow, yeah, he's ever done it.
The thing with this show is that it is shot in one take. Every episode is shot in one take.
So the camera just moves around?
The camera moves around and you're just like, oh, we were watching it. We're like, how have they done this? Like, how do they make it? Because there's no, you can't see a place where they could cut or do whatever. And you're like, how has this happened? You may have seen the movie Birdman before with Michael Keaton.
Oh, yeah.
That was shot in one take, what looked like one take. And that was like amazing for the time. And they've done this whole series. So four 1 hour episodes in one take. I've had a look into it. It's kind of like us trying to record a segment when we could be 5 minutes in and stuff something up and have to go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we could simply just kind of cut ours or whatever. They couldn't because it was one take.
Oh, so if they stuffed it up, they had to go back to the
very start. They had to go all the way back to the very start, right?
Man, you're making first-time actors do this stuff.
Yeah, and apparently they said the naivety of the actor that played Jamie, Owen, it was so good that he never acted in anything before because he doesn't know what it's like to have multiple takes. So that actually really worked in his favour.
Yeah, cool.
So the first episode, they got it on the second take on the first day.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. And so they were like, oh my God, this is amazing. The second episode, 370 extras were in this episode.
Wow.
And it took them 13 takes.
Okay.
And they said this was one of the hardest because there were so many people
working.
You'd
hate to be the one extra that did. That wasn't right.
Could you
imagine? Guys, we're 45 minutes in.
Third episode mainly revolves around two actors, and that took 11 goes.
Yeah, wow.
Because the dialogue was so intense and everything. And the fourth episode they got on the 16th take. I really, really enjoyed this show. I really wanted to keep watching it. It raises a lot of things. I think it's one of the best things that's been released on Netflix in a really long time.
Mm.
So I would suggest if you do have some time over the weekend or whatever, watch it. Just know it is a bit intense and you might be feeling some feelings and stuff.
Do you think I might be a bit triggered by it? I thought I might be a bit triggered by it.
Look,
being, having
triggering
daughters.
Is in the eye of the beholder, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I was okay with it. Mm. You might not be.
Yeah.
But it is. It does leave you with a kind of sense of, okay, right, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm giving it. Like, I don't know, I don't really give anything 5 out of 5, but I really enjoyed it. So I'm going to say
as, you would get,
as close as you would get to a 5 out of 5 adolescence.
Amazing.
So,
amazing.
Yeah, give it a watch and see how you go.
Adolescence on Netflix.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Special guest joining us on the line now ahead of a visit to Geelong in July. It's Emma Memma.
Hey, hello. Nice to chat.
Lovely to have you on the show. So much to talk about. You've got new music and also you are coming to town putting on a show at Costa Hall Sunday, July 13. But since we last had you on the show, you've had a bit of a role change. You've gone from being the Yellow Wiggle to Emma Memma, sort of following your passion of Auslan and whatnot. I wanted to know, has the statute of limitations sort of expired now, and can you be honest and talk trash about the Wiggle?
No, but I had the best time. I was actually there for 12 years. Can you believe
God,
it?
Oh, my God, really?
12 years. Yes. I wasn't the Yellow Wiggle for 12, but, you know, I was with the company for 12 years and, you know, we had such a ball coming to perform in Geelong, you know, for so many times.
Mm.
And we have lots of friends and fans that visited the show often and now are coming to Emma Memma. So that's really lovely.
It is, and it's also so cool to see people that grew up with you. I mean, people that grew up with the Wiggles having their own kids and then having, you know, now you introducing them to you and having this amazing album that just dropped, Dance Island Party. Tell us all about it. It's just come out today.
Well, we're very excited. I think it's been a long time in the making, but we put on our tour, you know, a few months ago, and it is titled the Dance Island Party Tour, but we hadn't released our album until today. So actually, most of the songs on the new album are going to be on the tour. So we're very excited for everyone to learn the songs and the dances, and we'll be dropping videos across the next couple of weeks with all the new moves.
All right. Well, beach nap, I've got covered. I can nap anywhere, anytime, so I'm hoping it's just about my life there, Emma.
I love that you picked the last track on the album. Yeah. I mean, we were hoping that children would dance for the first 10 tracks and then sleep for that last.
Yes. Oh, that makes sense. Great. Yes, you don't want beach nap to be up first.
Beach nap. Emma, tell us, you know, you do work with children who are hard of hearing and deaf children, and that's a big passion of yours. I know you brought that and ballet were your sort of things that you brought with you to the Wiggles and weaved through the content there. You've continued on with that. Why is it such a passion for you?
Well, I grew up with deaf friends in primary school, so I was always really, you know, infatuated by sign language and really wanted to learn more. And yes, as you mentioned, kind of brought that to the Wiggles with my passion for dance. And then in 2021, I decided to leave the Wiggles to finish my PhD, which was in creative sign language integration. And I've only just finished that last October, thank goodness.
Congrats.
And thank you. It's been a long time. But through that research, actually, Emma Memma was born. So our show actually integrates sign language seamlessly. And it's the only completely visual accessibility show in the world for children.
That, you must be so proud of that. That is, that's great.
It's amazing. I mean, we've been working on it for a while, and, you know, over the years that we've been to Geelong, you know, even in the last 2 years as Emma Memma, you know, we've seen how audiences have really connected with the content and learning the dance moves. And I'm doing quotation marks with my fingers, but, you know, essentially all of our dance moves are actually based on sign language principles, so that everyone in the audience is being exposed to language foundation, you know, from everything that they see.
It's in schools now too. So my daughter started school this year. She's in prep, so she's a couple of months in. And she's coming home and she's like, so I learned about, this is literally yesterday, she's like, so I learned about O or O today as a letter. And so it starts, you know, the words orange and whatever else. Mm. But she goes, and do you know how I do it, Dad? And she shows me the sign. So they're going through all the sounds and the letters and they're learning to sign as they go through, which I think is amazing.
I mean, it's awesome that Auslan is being integrated into the curriculum. You know, it is a slow process, and in Victoria, there's a lot of support. New South Wales is only just trying to catch up, but actually the New South Wales curriculum is only being rolled out from next year, 2026. Okay. But some schools do elect to teach it, and it's awesome. And you can see, like, the children that have been learning at prep or at kinder or at primary school, they come to the show and they're like, we can sign to Elvin directly. So Elvin's my co-performer, and Elvin is profoundly deaf. And so the great thing is, at our shows, children will start to sign to him all throughout the show. So he'll be having, like, separate conversations.
Yeah.
And I, like, have to interrupt him. I'm like, Elvin, we're doing a dance now.
I guess when you are up on stage as well, because you are a professional, I imagine you still might get a bit nervous, and it must be a bit weird when you're up on stage and you look down and there might be some children crying. Does that kind of freak you out a little bit? You're like, oh, they're not enjoying my performance. Oh, God, you know, it's different with performing to children than adults.
We have had some moments where right towards the end of the show, sometimes we've had a song called Butterfly Goodbye, and I say that it's time to wave goodbye to each other. We've had tears as soon as that song starts. So we haven't actually used that song recently because we've realised that children don't want to say goodbye.
Shattering.
Yeah, like, it's good to have at home. Like, it's a great song in the Emma Memma collection, but maybe not on the live tour anymore. Yeah.
Just quickly back to the Wiggles, when you said goodbye to them, you were, as you said, 12 years, you know, such an integral piece part of the team, I should say, and really they hit the stratosphere, I think, in terms of worldwide popularity during your time there, so iconic. How do you feel knowing that they had to replace you with like nine Wiggles? There's like 9 of them now or something, 12 of them.
Look, I think the great thing is that, you know, children have the option to have lots of different role models. And, you know, when I was there, I didn't really have an understudy. Like, I think it's a great idea because it gives people, you know, obviously it gives people in the audience choice, but also within the organisation, they have the ability to rotate, which is great. And yeah. I so wish that, you know, I had more of that option when I was there. So I can see that it works both ways.
It does take a toll being on the road as much as the Wiggles
huge.
Are, doesn't it?
Huge. Like, it's, you know, for Australia to have such an amazing, you know, institution that has delivered music to so many people, the fact that the brand's been able to reinvent themselves and constantly give music to children is awesome. And I think that's something that we can be really proud of.
Now, as we know, the Dance Island Party will be making its way to Geelong. What is your favourite song on this new album? What is your... Do you have a favourite? Because there's so many.
I have so many favourites. I mean, I want you to listen to the whole album and then tell me what your favourite is apart from Beach Nap.
I feel like Jellyfish Blob jellyfish, reminds me of a friend that I work with.
So you're looking at me.
As in... Jellyfish Blob is a banger.
Yeah.
Crocodile Snap is definitely a vibe. Mm-hmm. But I do think that actually Beach Trolley is my favourite. And it's in honour of all the parents carting all of the things around, going out, going to the park, going to the beach with the beach cart.
You're speaking to my soul. Emma, that is my lived experience. Hey, we love the work that you do, and it's just such great content. My girls love it, and I know they are not alone. We see you all over YouTube. You've got the live tour. Get online, check out Dance Island Party, and get online geelongartscentre.org.au to buy your tickets to Emma Memmer's Dance Island Party. It's Sunday the 13th of July, right here in Geelong. 10 a.m. start, so great time for families.
Nice.
Mate, safe travels, enjoy your tour, and we'll catch up with you in July, okay?
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.